your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. You know, you asked for him to come back, so I brought him. Larry Robbins is in the house of Robbins Roofing. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, everyone.
This is a really important show. So if you've got roof damage, if you think you've had roof damage, if you think you don't have roof damage, you need to be listening today, because almost everyone has roof damage in the metro area. Because if you didn't have hail come down, Larry, what do those winds do to the roof?
Well, they do just as much damage, just in a different way.
In a different way.
And we just got a recent storm that hit Piedmont again, so... if you're in the Piedmont area, still in the Edmond area, chances are you could have damage.
Yes, and but then the damage, most of us have insurance, so we call our insurance guy. That's maybe not the first step to do. So we're going to give you a step-by-step, what do you do and how do you handle it? We deal with this a lot in our business,
sure.
Right?
We just finished one up for you yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a crunch time thing, as
well,
it is sometimes.
It's closing, you know.
Yep.
And it rains and rains and rains, and we need to get a roof on a house in order to close. You've always come through for us on that, and we appreciate that. But
well, it helps have good weather.
A couple of days here and there help, right?
Yeah.
If someone thinks they could possibly have wind damage, which, by the way, that's all of you, you can call Robbins Roofing. And always use a local roofer and somebody that doesn't just have a local number, but somebody that you can call the Better Business Bureau and say, how long has this roofing company been licensed in Oklahoma? I could spend all hour and take up Eunice Corey's hour to telling you the bad stories about people who have used out of area roofing companies. And then when it comes time to sell their house, they've got defective shingles. They've got seconds. They've got things that haven't been installed correctly. So they may even have roof damage, but the insurance won't pay for it. Right, Larry?
That's exactly right. We talk about it all the time. The importance of whether you're a business owner or a homeowner, taking enough time, just taking a little bit of time and doing some research. If a contractor knocks on your door and there's somebody you want to talk to, take their card and do some research on them. Make sure that, you know, they're who they say they are and that they've been doing work in the Oklahoma City metro area for, you know.
A number of years.
Yeah, at least 5 years.
I would say so.
Yeah.
So that's the first step.
Yeah.
Call a good, reputable roofing company that's local.
Yes. Let them do the inspection before you call your insurance company.
And then the insurance, roofing company will tell you exactly what to do.
A good, trustworthy company will.
Right.
Because there are guys, we've been behind guys that go and tell people, hey, your roof is totaled, your gutters are totaled, you need a new garage door. And we get out there and there's no damage. There's zero damage. And those are the guys that you just got to be careful of.
Right. We had that happen recently.
Tad and Matt went to one in a really nice house in Piedmont yesterday, right in the middle of the hailstorm. And the roof had zero damage, but the gutters were beat to pieces. But the roof was all a 12-12. And so...
A 12-12 meaning it's for every foot it goes over, it goes up a foot. So that's
very
a
steep.
Very steep roof.
Yeah, very steep. And it was new, so the hail just did not impact the roof the way that it did the gutters. And we just, you know, called it the way it was, and that's what you want. You want somebody to come out and tell you the truth.
Exactly. Okay. So once you call the roofing company, the roofer tells you yes, you need to file an insurance claim. You've got significant hail damage. Because if you don't and your roof's just old, your insurance policies are not maintenance policies, are they?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so you've got to go with, you know, if your roof's just old, you're going to have to just replace it.
Yeah.
And out of pocket.
Sure.
You guys are extremely competitive on your pricing. I come across people that just think, oh, well, Robin's Roofing, they've got a great reputation. They're going to charge a lot.
Yeah.
You gave a bid to one of our clients yesterday. He had already gotten a bid.
Sure.
Right in line with the other bid.
Yeah.
And it was with his buddy that he thought he was getting a great deal from.
Yeah.
And there he could have you guys do the roof for the same price.
Yeah.
So I think you're $100 more than the friend that says he's doing it at cost.
I might want to double check that.
I would want to double. No. No, it was about right. But a lot of times somebody will say they're giving you a great deal. It's not a great deal.
Yeah.
It's a standard deal, you know? Yeah. So,
well, the other thing is, if it's insurance related, the insurance companies know we all work off the same pricing. It's a program called Xactimate, and you know, there may be a half dozen insurance companies that work off of a different program, but if you're doing things right, everything should be in line price wise.
Okay, so once they say yes, you need to file an insurance claim, then there is a procedure to go through for that. We are going to go into depth in that in our next segment. And by the way, if you have a friend that needs to hear what we're saying, but you can't get a hold of them to turn on the radio, what do they do, Mark Carr?
They can subscribe to the podcast here, and two easy ways to do that. You can go to BeckyIvins.com and click on the radio button, and it'll have a link right there to whether you're a Google or an Apple. You can subscribe. It'll take you right there. Or you can go to Apple iTunes or Google Play and just search Becky Ivins, and Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move will pop up and subscribe.
And how do we spell Becky Ivins?
I-V-I-N-S is Ivins. So Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, Ivins, I-V-I-N-S .com.
On Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you're listening to. And I have in the studio today Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing. And as promised, Larry, we are going to tell people exactly how to handle an insurance claim. The first, you call the roofer. Nice. By the way, I'm going to give you the number for Robbins Roofing. And I tell them always have this by your phone or by your charger for your phone. There's two numbers they need to have, the roofing number and the water extraction number for exceptional carpet cleaning, because they do fire and water restoration.
Yeah.
And they don't have big national campaign where they've got trucks eating each other as they go down the road or anything like that. But they do a fabulous job of water restoration, so always have exceptional carpet cleaning. But Larry, on Robbins Roofing, it's 728-3700, and after the insurance, after your good roofer goes up and says, yes, you need to file an insurance claim, then what do they do?
Well, we actually tell people that there's two ways of handling it. You can handle it, or you can let us handle, you know, help you through the process. The better way is to let us help you through the process.
People are skeptical of that, aren't they?
They are.
Have you have you had anybody that you know that was skeptical of that, like me?
you're probably the prime example.
I am the prime example of that. And so I can tell you how not to do it and how to do it. I've done it both ways. I thought, I like to handle things myself. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a designer right now, and I'm driving her crazy because I'm going, I go out and I'm very well connected with vendors mm-hmm. here in the metro. I know the good, the bad, and the ugly of them. Mm-hmm. So I like to use my people. I don't want her bringing in her person to do something. I want to use my people. So I'm kind of difficult to deal with for her. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do, the windows were broken, the screens were gone, the when we had the great big hailstorm in 2010, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And so I was like piecemealing this thing myself. Oh, my gosh. It took me over 6 months to get that done. And it took a lot of my time. And I didn't save any money.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do the next time?
The next time I called and I said, Tad, tell Larry I need a roof put on and an insurance claim filed. Go.
Well, it just creates peace of mind. Is, you know, if you can create a relationship, you can create trust, and then we can help you through the entire process. And we call it a triple win. The homeowner wins, the business owner wins, whichever one it is. The insurance company wins, and Robbins wins, because we're all on the same page. We identify all of the damages. The numbers are where they're supposed to be. And, you know, you can go about doing your what you do as a homeowner. And when everything's worked out and all the numbers are correct and all the damage has been identified, we sit down, we sign everything, we pick out colors, and we schedule.
Do you know, we literally had a hailstone, one of those big hailstones, hit and crack a couple pieces of wood on the trim of our dormers, and it knocked off paint from our dormers. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that, about getting an insurance claim on that. Mm-hmm. So, as kind of a novice, when you only file an insurance claim every 6 or 7 years or less, you don't really know what you're missing. You, as the old saying goes, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Well, two are better than one. Three is a strand that cannot be broken. So when you have four eyes looking at your property rather than just two, right?
Right.
Then obviously you're going to do a more thorough job. And not that you can't still miss something, but you have a much better chance of identifying all the damage when you have both contractor and adjuster there together. Well, and not only that, the insurance companies prefer that as well, because then they don't have to deal with a bunch of stuff on the back end.
Right, if you catch it up front.
Right.
How many times do you file an insurance claim and there's money on the back end that needs to be collected?
Well, that's all of them. I mean, it's called depreciation. And so, and we talk about that all the time too, making sure you know what type of policy you have.
And so you can get the money for replacement on a replacement policy, but not all up front. First, you have to do the repairs, right?
I would say at least 50% of people, let's just say they've already filed their claim, they haven't met with a roofing contractor, and they've gotten their paperwork and their first check. They think that this is all the money I get. I've got to get my work done for this amount, because they don't understand how the process works.
And how does the process work?
Well, the process is that you let's just use ground numbers. There's 20,000. It's a $20,000 claim. You get a check for $8,000. Okay. There's your deductible that you have to. We'll just say it's $1,000 that has to be figured in, and then there's what you call recoverable depreciation. And they don't pay that until after you get all of the work done and you get a final invoice from your contractor.
So they're likely to be giving up $10,000 to $12,000 on the back end if they don't understand it.
Or more. It could be a little less. Could be a little more. Just depends on the size of the claim, how much depreciation's involved. You know,
and whether or not you replace everything.
Right. There's just lots of things to factor in.
Yeah. And other things that I know that Tad noticed recently on one of ours was the lawn furniture in the backyard was damaged, and the people didn't know anything. I mean, they didn't even think about filing a claim on lawn furniture.
Right.
But it was chipped up from hail, and he included that on the claim. Now, I mean, he has nothing to do with that, but he's got a good eye.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, we're going to talk more to Larry Robbins because we want to thoroughly cover how to do an insurance claim. But first, Our escapee from the elevator is here. Mr. Tom Nix. Good morning, Tom.
Oh, Becky. I just want to say two things before we start. We theater people will do anything for attention.
There you go.
Right? That's one way to put my episode. And the second thing is, I now know what a, what was that old TV show from the 50s? It feels like the weird things happen in life and you're stuck in elevators and you're stuck in rooms.
Oh, the Twilight Zone?
Twilight Zone.
I had my Twilight Zone moment for the first time in my life.
There you go. So you were in there a half an hour.
No, I was in there longer.
Oh.
I was in there closer to about 42, 43 minutes.
not that you were counting.
And the worst part is, can't they make these little, we may get rich here, guys, hang with me. Can't they make these little portable benches? I know there's not room for them, but they could fold up against the wall in the elevator.
Have a bench to sit on, right?
And pull it down and sit while you're stuck and waiting.
I know, right?
I think that's a grand idea, right?
What time did you get out of rehearsal last night?
It wasn't too awfully bad. I think it was right around 10 o'clock, maybe a few minutes after.
Oh, okay.
Was it as bad? No, it wasn't bad at all.
Okay, good. And what were you rehearsing for?
We are rehearsing for the 2019 Oklahoma Senior Follies.
Okay, and what do you do during the Follies?
What do we do? It's an extravaganza of senior citizens. You have to be 55 and up from the Oklahoma City area. Oh, actually, we'd let people in the surrounding area be a part if they want to come audition. And we put together approximately 2-hour extravaganza, and it is an extravaganza, with all kinds of talent numbers, group numbers, solo numbers. I think we have everything but a juggler this year.
And
plus your husband.
I know. Jim Ivins will be on stage.
He is, you know, Becky, he's really a nice guy. And that boy can sing. And I heard last night about midnight, he plays the piano really well. I didn't know that.
Well, he doesn't know that either because he doesn't play the piano.
Somebody heard him at a country club playing a year or so ago. Okay. Fake information, false information. Sorry, Jim.
False report.
I'll give you a hug tonight, Jim. I'm sorry.
Well, the Senior Follies is coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we're going to give away 2 tickets to the Senior Follies right after our news break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. If you would like to find out kind of what your home's worth, what you should do to get it ready to sell, if you're looking for someone to help you find the perfect home, please call my office at 722-3232. You can always go to BeckyIvins.com. You can get connections of the vendors that I trust and work with, and you can listen to our podcast there. We do have a podcast. We have it whether you've got an Android or an Apple.
That's right, Becky. So either through Apple iTunes or Google Play, you can subscribe. Just search on there for Becky Ivins or Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It'll pop up and hit subscribe.
And that way you can go back and listen to our podcast that way. It's time for our word of the day, brought to you right by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you pick the right material, get every penny you deserve out of an insurance claim. You can trust them to handle every detail on your insurance claim so that you don't have to schedule things, and they'll get the best vendors in town to do the other peripheral things to your shingles. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. That's 728-3700. And our word of the day today is follies. What is follies, Tom Nix?
Follies goes back to the Ziegfeld Follies days from many decades back. And it was just a big extravaganza show. There might even be animals involved in the show and flying monkeys, things like that. So it's just a big entertainment extravaganza.
And we're having our own Oklahoma Senior Follies tonight.
We are, and it's a great thing. It'll be at 7 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Oklahoma City University at the Kirkpatrick Auditorium. You can get tickets easily by going online to okseniorfollies.com. A little icon will come right up. You can click on that, tells you all about the tickets, make your reservations, or quite possibly you'll be able to get them at the door. The theater is quite large, and we figure we'll have a few to plenty at the door that can be purchased.
Okay.
Are we going to see you there?
You're going to see me there tonight.
Yes.
And you're going to see me there tomorrow.
Great. I want you smiling and clapping.
Oh, I'll smile and clap. It really is a very entertaining show. I really like it doing it. Do you know they have the Beauties?
Yes. That's a takeoff on the Ziegfeld Follies days. Mm-hmm. But the mental picture to grab a hold of that with is that it's really, they look like the Las Vegas girls with the big feathery head pieces. And they reign over the evening with the Beauties with our king, which is Bill Lance of the Chickasaw Nation this year.
Really?
And it's an honorary thing for the Beauties and the king, and quite a spectacle. They have their own scene in the show when they're presented, and that alone's almost worth the show.
It's fun. Everybody loves the Beauties, and they love the king being crowned, and the king gets sung. Who's going to sing to the king this year?
Miss Linda Wright, that has done it for many, many years.
Really?
In a row.
She's fabulous.
She always takes the song and customizes it for our king. She's done it this year to New York, New York.
Ah.
Probably should have done it to Oklahoma, but we are singing that at the end of the show. And Linda is fabulous. She is a true pro. She's worth the show. There's a lot of things in the show, single acts, that are worth the whole show.
How about Leona Mitchell?
Leona Mitchell, our special guest star, 18 years with the Metropolitan Opera, our own gal from Enid, Oklahoma, and she was there last night for rehearsal, and we were all just kind of in awe going, oh, my goodness. She sings just as good as she did when she was a young lady at OCU many years ago. Fabulous.
A really fun show.
Yeah, Brian Berline, a fiddle player from up in Guthrie. He's another one of our guest performers this year.
He's world-renowned.
Yes, as Leona is. Yes, yeah. They both are.
Okay. So tonight at the Kirkpatrick Theater, which is on Blackwelder.
On Blackwelder, off of 23rd at OCU.
At Oklahoma City University. This is not Edmond. It's Oklahoma City University. And the Follies is at 7 o'clock. What are the tickets cost? About $25?
$30. There are group rates. If you still want a group rate of 10 people or more, it drops to $20 a person.
Wow. Well, yeah. Okay.
That's a real bargain.
It is a bargain. And it's again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So, you brought a couple tickets for us to give away, right?
I did. We're anxious to give it away. I just need to know the winner's name and which performance they would like to attend.
Here's what you have to do to win. We're here with Larry Robbins. I want you to call in and ask an insurance claim question of our expert roofer. And whoever is asked the best question is going to win the tickets. How's that? So it's 840-1000, 840-1000. You can ask an insurance claim question, or you can tell the rest of the listeners how to listen to our podcast of the show. And Mark Carr, give them a hint.
You go to BeckyIvins.com, click radio on the homepage, and then subscribe through Apple iTunes or Google Play.
There you go. Larry, we promised people that we're going to tell them what to do with an insurance claim. So let's talk about that once they call the roofer out first, right? And go through the steps.
So you think you have damage. You call Robbins Roofing, you schedule an inspection, and one of our representatives will come out and do a thorough inspection of your roof, your gutters, your lawn furniture, your garage doors, anything that could have been impacted by the storm. And then we can guide you on what to do from there.
Call your insurance guy.
Call your insurance agent.
File the claim. But then you meet the claim adjuster out there. That's the most important part.
Yeah, we have you sign a form. It's called an assignment of claim form, and that gives us the authority to meet with the adjuster. And then once we get all the details ironed out, we sign an agreement and we move forward with scheduling. It's really a pretty simple process.
If you do it the right way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You ready to take a question, an insurance question?
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. This is David.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Wonderful. Hopefully my question will be sufficient. But if not, for the tickets, if not, it's going to be a general rule of thumb here. Okay, let me ask this question then fully, and then I'll let you answer it. How do you know when you need to get your ingester or if you have damage? Because here's the reason why I'm saying this, is our old neighborhood, we never made a claim, but all of our neighbors, and it seems like half to three-fourths of the neighborhood, did. And our insurance went up. They said, your neighborhood is kind of like, I forgot their terminology, like a high-risk area, and so many people have made claims. And so we were like, but we didn't make a claim.
Yeah.
And so my wife, you know, if it's like pea-sized hail or just heavy rain, you know, I'll be like, do you think we need somebody or an adjuster to come out and just look? And she'll say, no, let's wait till it's severe or real. You know, don't just jump the gun or don't just jerk knee reaction. And, I mean, we can afford it if our deductible goes up.
Sure.
But she's this, I think, you know, fire and brimstone's got to hit the roof before something happens, before she'll make a claim. And I'm just curious, is there a... just a general rule of thumb, you know, I don't know, quarter size hail, 20 inches of rain. I'm making that number up, you know, something that a person would say, yeah, I think maybe I need an adjuster or someone to come out and give me an honest opinion.
Good question, David. Let's see what the answer is.
Okay. Well, let me first say that it's my understanding as far as rates going up that that's more of a statewide or even nationwide thing. As claims are filed and storms happen, insurance companies just they raise rates in general. As far as your question about damage goes, for instance, our company, we give free inspections. So we want to, you know, your first deal would be to call us and let us come examine your property and let you know whether you need to file a claim or not. That's step one.
Okay, can I ask this?
Okay.
Let's say for 5 years it's been nothing but rain.
Uh-huh.
How do you know, unless you see a chunk of shingle or, I don't know, you know, broken stuff up on top of your roof, how do you know, you know, kind of like you take your car to get the oil changed, how do you know when just a basic, you know, routine to have someone come out and give you a free estimate and say, no, it's great, or, you know, another 2 or 3 years you might want to replace it, or no, you need to do it tomorrow.
Well, how old is your roof right now?
Well, the home is maybe a year old. It was built about a year ago.
All right.
But our previous home, we had it for 10 years.
Okay.
And in that neighborhood, I mean, I think everyone except us made a claim, and my wife's like, half these people, she thought about half, just did it because a hailstorm came through, and they probably really didn't need it, but they thought, well, I'll get a free roof, per se. And then, like I said, our insurance went up. My wife's like, but we didn't even make a claim.
David, so. I'll tell you what, we're up against a break, and if you'll hang on, Larry's going to answer that question right after our break, and Lynn, hang on, we're going to get to you as well. And I'm going to suggest that when Brad Russell comes on, my State Farm agent, that you ask him about increasing rates for a neighborhood area. We'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate, license number 47388, and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And it would be our pleasure to help you through your real estate process. Just go to BeckyIvins.com, click on contact us or just call us, 722-3232. Before we get to our smoking hot deals, we've got a smoking hot thing happening in Oklahoma City tonight and tomorrow. And we have Mr. Tom Nix. Most of you know Tom. Tom, you are the official entertainer at the governor's mansion, aren't you?
Yes, I was for 7 years with our former governor and didn't expect to be continued. And it looks like I'm going to be continued four more years. So it's a huge honor. I tell you, when I drive on that property, it's like, I can't believe I'm there. It's just a huge honor.
Aww.
I mean, they could call in Toby or Carrie or any of those folks, and I get to kind of be the regular there. It's a huge honor and great fun always.
Oh, that's good. Well, tell me about the great fun going on tonight and where it is.
Senior Follies tonight and tomorrow. Tonight at 7, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Kirkpatrick Auditorium at Oklahoma City University. That's off of 23rd and Blackwelder. We still have quite a few tickets as of the moment. We're expecting a lot of walk-ins, but you can get your tickets easily from okseniorfollies.com. It's easy to do. Just go on there. The icon for tickets, Senior Follies 2019, will come right up. You can click on it, get your tickets easily. We'll then walk right in and get them at will call tonight.
Or you can just show up at the door and get your tickets.
You can just show up at the door. Yeah, we're confident you'll be able to get in because it's a large seating area.
Who's a member of the Chickasaw Nation out there? Your very own Bill Lance is going to be crowned king tonight of the Senior Follies.
He is king of the Follies. Got to meet him last night, and what a nice guy.
You know, it kind of, they do tend to be nice guys that are crowned king.
Let me tell you some of the previous. Dick Sias, Governor Nye, Maestro Joel Levine.
How about Barry Switzer?
Barry Switzer. Yeah, it's a biggie.
Lee Allen Smith. It's a great Las Vegas-style show.
It is. It's wonderful. Big extravaganza. Great, great talent, I promise. We have amazing talent, Becky, as you know.
I do know.
Out
and
of the
I
Oklahoma
enjoy
City area.
Live performances anyway. Mark Carr, you enjoy live performances.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
You're going to have to come
yes.
tonight.
Please,
love
Mark.
Love to.
Mark will be at an open house tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll be hosting an open house.
So he is going to have to come tonight to the Senior Follies.
You know his schedule.
I do know his schedule. Mark is a buyer's agent in my office. He's also our director of operations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we have Lynn on the line who's been waiting to ask a question to see if she qualifies to win the tickets to the Senior Follies. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
My question is kind of similar to Dave's, and I didn't hear the whole question, but in our neighborhood, there was quite a bit of hail damage, and we just haven't made a claim or even called our roofer to come over. But how long do you have to make a claim?
There's a statute of limitations, and it's different for different insurance companies. So you'd probably need to call your agent and find out what it is for your particular insurance company.
Lynn, usually it's 2 years. I have heard that some companies only give 1 year to file the claim. So I would be vigilant on that. If you don't have a roofer that you've trusted for years, I highly suggest you call Larry Robbins and he will come check it out. And Larry, your number, 728-3700, right?
Mm-hmm.
728-3700. And that is when to file an insurance claim. And I think David may have hung up the phone without giving information, right? So guess what, Lynn? You win the tickets.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? You're going to love this, by the way. Have you ever been to the Senior Follies?
I haven't been.
Pardon?
No, we never have.
You'll go every year after you go once. It's really a fun evening. So yay, Lynn, you win the two tickets to the Senior Follies. And
great.
I mean, that's a great vote. That's a great thing. Those are $25 or $30 a piece. So
yeah,
there you go.
Thank you. And also, I wanted to say I'm glad you're putting your radio show into a podcast. That's really great.
Yeah, yeah. And we've done that for a long time, but it's just easier to access now because we have
okay.
Mark Carr working on it. So Okay.
I didn't even know. So
okay. Stay on hold, Lynn, so that Mike Gannon can get your information. So, Larry, tell us our last little bit of wisdom on our how to file an insurance claim.
Well, today is June 1st. I would not procrastinate any longer. We have about 5 months of Premier roofing season left. So everybody is – it's heading towards the end of storm season, and so everybody's going to be wanting to get everything done. So get your roof inspected by Robbins. Let us guide you on what to do, and let's get to roofing.
And the also, how – people go, well, how do you know if you've got an insurance claim? How do you know if your roof has been damaged? What can you tell from the ground looking up at your roof?
You can't tell anything. No matter how much experience you have, you've got to get up there and you've got to look for the bruises and sometimes holes.
You know, it was hysterical when Paul, I think, was the one that came out to my house in 2010, and I looked up at it, and he was saying, man, you got to replace this whole roof. It's weather damage. You got hail all over it. And I look up with my jaw dropped open going, my roof looks fine. I don't see one thing wrong with it. And Paul goes, well, Becky, you got to look at it from the direction the rain comes. Robbins Roofing, give them a call, 728-3700. I hope to see all of you out at the Oklahoma Follies tonight, the Senior Follies at the Kirkpatrick Theater on the OCU campus, 7 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Join me here next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.